Dave, sum that one up. Almost there at Brighton tonight.
Oh, I thought we deserved it, to be fair. I thought, we stuck at it. But we just have that one lapse and concentration and, what was it, 95 minutes. And it's the one that cost us, and they're the ones that we're going to cut out.
And you had defended so well. It became that type of game, given the amount of possession they had. And everything almost seemed so much more solid today.
Yeah, but they had lots of possession, but weren't going anywhere. And then when we got it, we kept it well. We pushed it around well. We created, probably we had a couple of chances to go 2-0 up. But I didn't even think we were defending, in desperately or whatever. I thought we were in control of it, but we've gone undone from a throw-in, and that can't happen.
It's just switching off, isn't it?
Listen, we'll analyse it and people will look at such and such, but we know where the culprit is and we'll remind them again.
The buzzword the other day was frustrating. I mean, if that type of result doesn't sort of compound things a little bit, it must be desperately frustrating to not claim 3 points tonight.
Well, it shows you, everyone goes on about us and everything else, but it shows you, I keep saying it, we're not that far away. And
it must be hard to keep saying that, though, when you're nearly there. Yeah.
Yeah, we're nearly there. We've just got this monkey on our back at the moment, but we're nearly there. And when you come here and you put on a performance like we've done, to follow on from the performance the other day, against the side that is, probably double our wage bill, double our this, double our that, and we've come in probably give them a little bit of a scare, but we have to see it out, and it's just, that's the frustrating part, because I know we're so close, we feel so close, and everybody's really gutted in there.
Is it now about making sure everybody doesn't get too down, or lifting heads if they
are not down
already?
They're not down. No one's down. They weren't even down after the game on Saturday, because we knew how well we played. I'm going into a dressing room where I've got one criticism, and in the whole game, and I just felt that that's a bit unfair on them. But that's football, and you have to dig in. It's happened to us a couple of times this year when we've been on top, and I just felt they weren't going anywhere. We talk about this total football rubbish, and all I saw was them launching the ball from keeper down the middle, and we dealt with it magnificently. So we just got undone from a throw-in.
Matt Fryett, I know we've spoken at various different times about taking chances. That was a cracking finish, wasn't it?
Well, the problem we have with Matt and Roger and Louis that's come back, and we're trying to get players fit by playing, and Mac is on his feet, 2 games in 3 days, 4 days. There's a lot for him. Louis just coming back. Matty not played. I thought Roger was awesome at the back. So we're actually trying to get our players fit within the game, and they just run out of steam. Semi coming on. He did a Marshall job today and did it fantastically. But you can see the legs were starting to go, and it's just which ones we picked to come off. But I can't fault any of them today. I thought they were superb, and the crowd that followed us, I think they appreciated that one as well.
And Buxton out for a first game back. He's quite a tricky so-and-so, isn't he? Lawa. He won't get many tougher than that.
Yeah, they were claiming for a penalty. They're trying to say it was a touch, but I look at it and I think he's throwing himself a little bit.
I think, it certainly seemed to suggest so on the television pictures.
Listen, if he's done it, he's done it. Let's not hide the fact that if Louis tripped him, I'll say Louis tripped him. But if he's dived, then he's dived. The sooner we get a grip of it, then the better.
I know it's another game where you've not won, but there are positives to take, aren't there? There are things to roll forward with.
We've played 9 games and we've not lost in 5, and we've fought and every game except one, which was the Birmingham game, we've been in and with a chance of winning. And that's why I say we're so close, because we are. And we're just keeping our head above the water. I think that takes it out the bottom three again now, does it, or something like that, is it? They say. So that's important psychologically. But, in 3 days, 4 days, we could have had 6 points. And maybe should have had 6 points. And that's how fine the liner is sometimes.
Injuries, any to take from this one?
Just cramp. I mean, I don't think so. No one seems. I mean, Mikhail's got breathing problems with his ribs that he took a knock in the other week. Macca's just running on pure knowledge and memory at the moment. There's one or two others. Type of game Roger loves. Certainly in the last 20 minutes when it was coming out with snow on it and everything else, so we love all that challenge. But we'll analyse it again and we'll go through it, and hopefully we can eradicate this lapse, and people stop trying to be free in the box when they don't need to. The keeper's the free one, no one's going to mark them, and we just need to mark people better. And I'm being critical of them after such a fine performance, but that's how harsh we've got to be, because that's the standard that we want to set.